Hey, what's up, everybody? What I'm seeing right now developing is almost identical to the last storm, Helene, or whatever the fuck they called it. And I'm already seeing the weather, the wind patterns and stuff, but it gets really deep, actually, right? This gets really fucked up. So let's bring in the satellite with Doppler. And we're also going to show infrared on what's actually making all the water go up into the sky. Because this is all connected. Sea surface temperatures. I want you to see this. Yeah. Big giant hot spot. And they're going to rapid evaporate this. So they could build up an atmospheric river in the sky, and then they're going to target somewhere in Florida. It's going to be dumped upon with this hurricane. This is man-made weather, geoengineering, 100% it is. People try to say, oh, that's because of climate change. No, this ain't climate change. Climate change don't cause 90-degree cuts in the clouds. So, I've seen that shit that happened with North Carolina is just insanity, because there's no way that should have happened naturally at all. People are going, how come no one was prepared for it? Because that's not something that ever happened. It's fucked. This is weather wars.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Truth Seeker here. Well, I mean, this is something that I kind of already expected. Like, we've been talking about this for like 15 years, right? Weather wars, weather manipulations, controlling the weather. Everybody said we were batshit crazy. They said this was something that only conspiracy theorists, flat earthers would ever talk about. But no. This is literally the technology they've been doing for decades. Decades! They're actually talking about how they lattice the skies for decades. They've been doing this for so long that they understand it so well that they're literally coining terms now, like sky rivers. And literally, river in the sky is the name of this project that China's doing. So, here it is now. Geoengineering, 100% fully admitted. And this is literally goes into the cloud seeding, which is what we used to call chemtrails. It's all right here. This is literally the Chinese document, from their document of when they was giving a presentation at some billionaire thing with the CFR. But, I mean, this is literally just insane. It really is. Because now, here we are, 2022, and they're going to just act like, oh, yeah, you're supposed to already know about this. When before, this was all conspiracy theory. You got to remember that. It was all conspiracy theory. We were all nuts. We were all batshit crazy.
If there's one thing the Chinese communists believe in, it's absolute control over all aspects of life, including, apparently, the weather. Yes, apparently China is developing a high-tech satellite-based weather control system called River in the Sky that will allow it to move water vapor through man-made corridors in the sky. This is in addition to their cloud seeding programs that involve shooting missiles filled with salt and minerals into the sky, based on an original idea by Kate Bush.
Oh, that song's awful. But anyways, literally, I did a video on this long time ago, 2016, where we're actually sitting here talking about the strange anomalies with the weather. Just fast forward.
Said that he didn't say the words harp and everything else.
Here we go.
And you're only allowed to actually say a certain amount of things on television. You got to understand that when you're talking about the mainstream.
Prices and record wildfire.
All right. So here we go. This was literally, I think, July, maybe 2016 when I did this video. I'm going to display it from here. Here we go.
Now, I also showed a video that was about the whole cloud seeding bid, how they do this. And I'm going to play just a bit of that video here real quick.
Cloud seeding has been used around the world for decades, but it's now getting a closer look as farmers desperate for solutions endure their fourth month of record-shattering drought with no end in sight. It's actually the largest drought in half a century, responsible for rising food prices and record wildfires. It's even suspected to be a cause for the recent surge in cases of West Nile virus. So we came to South Texas to find out if cloud seeding can really maximize our most precious resource, or if it's just a romantic notion that doesn't hold water.
We can't manufacture a cloud. That is just absolute basic. We cannot make it rain if it was not going to rain to begin with.
Au contraire, we can actually make clouds. Check this out.
Worry if you can't hear what I'm saying. I couldn't even hear myself. This is the loudest sound you could possibly conceive. And as it turns out, the cleanest.
Now, the most amazing thing is that that cloud up there, which was generated by the engine, is just a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. It's water vapor. And in about an hour's time, someone in Mississippi is going to get wet washing. It will actually rain.
I told you. It's raining. That's unbelievable. NASA's playing God. It's making its own weather.
Up in the air, we get a bird's eye view of Butch's delicate dance.
He's just working the very edge of it.
And then Butch finds the cloud sweet spot.
Okay, he's fixing to light a flare.
Okay. Oh, I see the flare.
Yeah.
It looks like he's painting the sky.
The flares are shooting millions of silver iodide and calcium chloride particles into the cloud, where they collide with drops of water and ice and produce even more moisture. Then, usually within 20 minutes...
So what is this white smoky stuff over here?
That's rain.
Oh, that's rain?
Yeah, that's rain. All this is rain out there. During some amount of infernal space. If you go out and you seed for a few hours or all day long and really know you did some good, it's a good feeling.
The radar data collected today adds to a growing body of evidence that cloud seeding works. It can double the amount of moisture in a given cloud, and the Texas programs boast a 12% increase in annual rainfall.
Now, this is the funniest part, right? They just have to throw this last part in here just to make sure that, you know, it's safe and effective.
To seeding. And long-term studies show those chemicals are environmentally safe and can't even be detected in the rainfall.
Of course.
Despite all the data, some of cloud seeding's biggest critics are surprisingly the very farmers who stand to benefit most.
This isn't the first drought we've been through, and it won't be the last.
Bill Slumchinski's family has been farming this land for five generations. He and his son Brett tell us it's expensive to irrigate 300 acres of crops. All that watering cuts deeply into profits, but they are skeptical that anything short of divine intervention can actually make more rain.
What do you make of the cloud seeding program?
Well, when you've been in a drought since 96 and we've had one wet year, is it working?
We can't stop droughts. We can't break droughts. We just try and put a little more water on the ground.
And every drop of water, Craig explains, helps feed the underground aquifer used to irrigate crops. So though he can't promise Bill and Brett more rainy days, he's convinced cloud seeding is helping them in the long run. The local water districts that manage the aquifers believes it's working too. They pay 4 cents an acre to keep Craig and his team up and running.
But we want people to understand we're not making promises we can't keep, and we're not making claims that we do not do.
Tommy Shearer brushes off critics who say he's playing God. His ideas may be bold, but he says he never loses sight of who's really in charge.
You're not going to beat Mother Nature. Let's just understand that right off. We work with Mother Nature. We try to help Mother Nature. Pick your battles. I wouldn't even fight my own mother.
For Nightline, I'm Juju Chang.
There's a lot of rain going on out there.
Over Pleasanton, Texas.
Fucking amazing.
So in conclusion,
remember, we're all conspiracy theorists, though.
They can create clouds. And that was just a machine doing it. But if they target it, like, say, an ocean or something, they could actually fast evaporate it.
Yep, there's another way water can get into the air. The water on the doghouse roof dried pretty fast in the warm sun. This water disappears faster because the stove is hotter. The cloud from the spout of the tea kettle is condensation of the water vapor from the tea kettle hitting the colder air. The hot water in the kettle gives off water vapor to the air by rapid evaporation, just as rivers, lakes, and ponds give off water vapor to the air by slow evaporation. The hot water in the kettle gives off water vapor to the air by rapid evaporation, just as rivers, lakes, and ponds give off water vapor to the air by slow evaporation. The hot water in the kettle gives off water vapor to the air by rapid evaporation, just as rivers, lakes, and ponds give off water vapor to the air by slow evaporation.
And fast evaporation is actually one of the biggest tools used to create these kind of storms and stuff, because this could create massive cloud generation over a day's period of time and actually have a giant storm by the next morning.
This is literally, this was, you know, when I made that video, it was 2016, okay? 2016. And people are like, you're full of shit. You are full of shit. And so I played them this clip of John Brennan talking about it.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Oh, yeah, that's so cheap. I'll write a check right now. Here you go, $10 billion. Oh, sure. $10 billion, okay. That's a deal. These people, it's insane. But this has literally been in our faces forever. And, you know, people were calling us crazy for even pointing it out. They're like, oh, you're crazy. Those are just contrails. Those are just contrails. You haven't seen the actual sky in so long. You probably don't even know how blue it really is anymore. I don't think anybody understands. But this is literally something that's just so monetized now that it's literally a market. They're selling rain. They are actually selling rain. I don't know how else to even get this through to people. They are literally monetizing this, and China's program now calls this the Sky River, a river in the sky. This is actually satellite photo or video of it right here. You can actually literally see the jet streams that are hauling billions of gallons of water here. Billions of gallons of water. And they could target this using RF energy, just like with HARP. But now they're actually using more sophisticated Doppler NEXRAD equipment to actually, you know, push all this into different directions through the ionosphere, stratosphere, and the SAI cloud seeding is what helps manipulate all this. See, when you put these particles into the stratosphere, there's zero G. There's no gravity. So it actually floats up there for a long time. It eventually comes down, but for a long time, it actually floats up there. So they can manipulate, literally, water in the stratosphere and sell it that way. These are literally streamlines that are in our skies. And people don't even realize this. It's literally like a whole nother market and everything going on right now in our stratosphere that no one even had a clue that was even going on. Here it is right in front of everybody's face. And then this is literally, they're normalizing this now. Here, watch this.
Imagine a river in the sky with more than twice the water of the Amazon, It's called an atmospheric river. Atmospheric rivers are long, narrow bands of concentrated water vapor that produce major amounts of rainfall. Atmospheric rivers begin in the warm waters of the Pacific, where water evaporates into the air. When this humid air meets a Pacific storm, the water vapor is concentrated and driven toward the coast, becoming a fire hose of rainfall and wind. Once the atmospheric river reaches the coastal mountains and the inland Sierra, the collision squeezes additional rain and snow from the system. Atmospheric rivers are responsible for up to half of California's annual precipitation. Scientists at Scripps Institution of Oceanography have developed a new system that rates atmospheric rivers on a scale from 1 to 5. The rating system helps identify atmospheric rivers that are beneficial, such as those that replenish reservoirs, and ones that produce hazards like flooding. Understanding atmospheric rivers is key to improving weather forecasts for better managing water resources and predicting flood risk.
He who controls the weather controls the world. This is just insane, but here we are, vindicated again. Am I literally going to go to my grave now with just all these we were rights happening just like left and right now? It's crazy. This is just insane times. It really is.
Find this place.
Just you?
Hey, wait.
What?
How did you learn how to talk?
Just you.